It's like being out in the theatre.
Love changes everything, hands and faces, earth and sky. Love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Love can make the summer fly, or a night seem like a lifetime. Yes, love changes everything. Now I tremble at your name. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Love changes everything. Days are longer, words mean more. Love changes everything. Pain is deeper than before.
What was that? What did I just play? I can't remember. It'll come back to me. Probably Love Changes Everything if I know Michael Ball at all. If I'm playing Don't Love Changes Everything. Michael Ball must be handy if I'm playing Love Changes Everything. Good morning, Mr. Ball.
Good morning. How are you, Matt?
I'm as good. It's lovely to hear your happy tones as ever. It's lovely to hear you. How are you, my friend? Are you in good form? We haven't chatted for a bit now.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Has much happened?
Well, it's been very quiet, in fairness. But
I think so.
I know. I've kept myself to myself. Although I notice you have been continually hanging around with a Mr. Alfie Bowe, I noticed.
Do you know, I can't shake him off, Martin.
It would appear so.
It's like, you know when you see those stray dogs?
Yes.
And you give them a little treat, and then they follow you home.
I know.
And then they won't leave.
And you see, he's got the lovely beard. You can tickle him under the chin, and that's the end of it. He'll follow you anywhere.
He's got those doe eyes.
He has, in fairness. He has. He's a lovely man. But listen, Michael, firstly, congratulations. You're out on the road. You're on tour very shortly. It's terrific, isn't it? And I know you're coming, obviously, to Dublin to see us on the 6th of December at the 3 Arena. But isn't it great to be back in business?
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you.
Yeah.
The fact that we can tour around, the fact that I have been lucky. We reopened the West End with Hairspray in the summer.
Yes.
Musical Hairspray.
Yes.
And that's when I realised how audiences, first of all, needed to be Ouch needed to be in a group in entertainment to get that kind of relief that and release that only live music can give you. But also, how safe it felt and how safe they felt. You know, it was a very interesting dynamic. So for us to be able to now take the show out, to go round, we're going round the UK, but to be coming finally with our show to Dublin, because we haven't been able to play Dublin individually together ever.
Yes.
So it's the biggest kick. And it's the right time of year as well, Marty. It's Christmas.
It is. And also, it's funnily enough, called Together at Christmas. So it all seems to be traveling in beautifully, which is lovely. Now, listen, this is, your thing with Alfie Bowe is phenomenal. And I'm thinking about, you've done Together with Alfie Bowe, Together Again with Alfie Bowe, Back Together, and Together at Christmas, which we got last year. But you couldn't be together, but you were together in our heads.
In spirit.
But in spirit, exactly. But the albums have been phenomenally successful for both of you. I mean, I'm let's be honest about it. You know, you talk about Coldplay and Take That and everybody else. You guys flew into the number one spot. Like, you've had such success.
I know, we've been really lucky. And you can never predict this kind of a thing. You know, we've both done reasonably well as solo artists with our stuff going on. But there was something about us coming together and when we come together and how we come together that just sparked something in people, and which I think transcends the music. It's not just about the music, although I'm very proud of the music. We both love that, you know, that's what brought us together.
Of course.
But there's something, I don't know, there's sort of a camaraderie, there's an ethos, there's the way that we both are so different and yet very, very similar in some ways.
But you know what it is also?
From
the point of view of the listener, the viewer, what it seems to me very evident is the fact, you see, I mean, I've known you over the years and we've met with Alfie here quite a number of times. And you know what? You're both good blokes. You're both kind of saying, you know what? No, but it's that camaraderie that comes across because you're both very genuine. You like what you do. You like to sing, you like to entertain, and you like that people like what you do. Do you know what I mean? And there's no ifs, buts, or maybes about that, and that's very endearing to an audience.
Thank you, mate. I think the other thing is, we're not the first, I may surprise you, Marty, but we're actually not a boy band.
I am shocked to the core at this news.
We're all old enough and ugly enough to sort of really appreciate when something very special has come along in our careers, and to embrace it and to cherish it.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
My God, we have so much fun.
Yeah,
you know. And you can't buy that.
No.
It's just.
But it's very different. It's very different for you, Michael, because you have such a wealth of experience in terms of yourself being part of ensembles, in terms of the West End. Like you mentioned, Hairspray, but of course the Sweeney Todd and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang back in the day, and a whole Les Mis, for heaven's sake. So you've been involved in theatre for a long time. I nearly was going to use the word.
For sure.
But quite some time. So suddenly it's just the do you, which is kind of a whole other thing, which is, I think, rather splendid. So, you know.
Yeah, I guess that whole thing about what I've done with my career, certainly, is being able to diversify. I've been able to go into broadcasting, making records.
That's right.
And my first love, the West End.
Yeah, you know? It's so true.
The theatre.
And you went into television in an attempt to keep other people out, so that worked very well as well. Which is very successful. It really was. Listen, the other thing you've done, hang on. I put my neck on the old block here, and I made We Are More Than One, the Michael Ball CD and vinyl release, an album of the week here. Did it have any impact whatsoever? Did it have any? I bet it didn't.
You know it did. I don't know how we did it. That's really kind of you, Marty.
But it was lovely. And you know, and you were writing songs yourself, which is, again, another string to your bow.
Yeah, and all of that down to the circumstances we found ourselves in.
I know.
Over lockdown, because I either just sat in front of the telly and binged on box sets and walked to the fridge, or I actually did something.
Right.
I did both, if I'm honest.
But I suspect, yeah, I know.
I did my fair share of boxing and box watching and walking to the fridge.
I thought that was a fat suit for hairspray. I didn't realise it was yourself.
No, that's me. I'm shocked.
Well, there's a gorgeous song on the album, and I'm going to play it. No one's going to stop me. Called "She's My Girl." That's one of yours, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. Yes,
it's a fabulous tune. It really is.
Thank you, mate.
No.
It came to me very quickly. I was sitting there. I actually wrote it with Ben Earl. Do you know the Shires?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we sat down, and Ben and I, well, not sat down. He was on one end of a Zoom. I was on the other. Mm. And I said, I've got this idea for a song. And we just started noodling and playing around with ideas. And then I wrote it, and I wrote it for my cat.
Did you really? I thought
well,
you...
I did. I wrote it for Kathy.
I thought Absolutely. You said your cat. I thought you said I wrote it for me cat. I was thinking, by golly, there's thoughtfulness at an alarming level. But this is for.
I love that.
I should
no,
explain.
Don't tell her, though.
No, I won't tell. This is Miss McGowan, who people will know from Ready, Steady, Go. I was going to say Ready, Steady, Cook. Ready, Steady, Go, from back in the day, who's been your partner for years and years and years. And it's a beautiful sentiment. It's a beautiful sentiment. I really do like it. I also love the line. There's a line in it called, "I'm still that boy in love with a girl that's never going to change, because every day as I grow old and starting to feel a little creak in my bones, I always look at you and smile, just so she knows." It's lovely. Here it is.
She was my girl, my world. From the very first moment we met, she had my heart right from the start. It's so easy to fall. Where do they go? Brushing her hair, a little silver in the gold. She turns around and smiles to let me know. She's got the wisdom of a woman, yet she's seen it all. The grace of a lady, not afraid to fall. She's a mother, a lover, a teacher, a friend. But tonight, when I look in her eyes, she's my girl, still my girl. This crazy ride, this life, where nothing seems to stay the same. Oh, I'm still that boy in love with a girl that's never gone. Every day as I grow old and starting to feel a little creak in my bones, I always look at her and smile just so she knows. She's got the wisdom of a woman, yes, she's seen it all. The grace of a lady, not afraid to fall. She's a mother, a lover, a teacher, a friend. But tonight, when I look in her eyes, she's my girl, still my girl, always my girl. And I'll always love her, I'll always need her, she's my girl.
there it is. That's Michael Ball, and she's my girl, which is lovely. Now, in terms of this Christmas show, what are you doing? What are you doing on the night? I mean, are you engaging in kind of Christmassy things and snow falling and all that? You are, of course.
A lot of grime, a lot of dubstep.
Yes, I know. I know, because that's your forte.
Well, that's what they want. You've got to give the people what they want.
I can see Alfie Bowe singing a little bit of opera while that's going on behind him from you.
I mean, it's together at Christmas. We've got the show. So there'll be a number of songs from the albums that we've done.
Yeah.
And a big section at the end is going to be all about Christmas and getting us all in the festive mood. And we've got Meghan McCann coming with us, and she's going to sing with us.
That's right.
Do you know, she's amazing. Do you get The Only Way Is Ethics over there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Of course. Absolutely.
Okay.
We've been out.
So she's from that, and then she won our Celebrity X Factor. She's incredible. She's got this amazing voice. She writes brilliant songs. So she's going to be our opening act, a warm-up act, and then come and join us for some songs as well.
Yeah.
And we got surprises in there.
Good man.
We've got costume changes.
Costume changes? You mean, it's not just the Dickie Bode pair for the night, then?
There's going to be a costume change.
Ooh.
I mean, it's value for money, man.
Oh, no.
It's giving on a special level.
What was that great line? No expense spent. Isn't that the phrase?
Yeah.
No expense spent. So what's your favourite? You know, when you it's very hard. You know, you've had the album. The album was enormous. But when you're talking about Mistletoe and Wine and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, what is your favourite on the night? What is your Christmas song? I know everyone says White Christmas or Silent Night, probably, but what would be the one that kind of hits you and goes, now we're really cooking. This is the one I love for Christmas.
Okay, can I let you in? I'll let you in on a secret.
Say nothing. There's nobody listening. It's only you and me.
Yeah, I've heard that, actually, Marty.
Doing the best you can.
I've got to be honest, I'm not that faithful a listener.
I've noticed that. Alfie Bowe is always in touch. Not a word from Michael Ball. So what have you got for me?
We're going to do this mashup at the end.
Oh.
Of Here It Is, Merry Christmas, Everybody's Having Fun with I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Oh, my God.
Wizard and Slade in the same building. And it's, I mean, you can't get more Christmassy, can you?
I can hear Noddy Holder and Roy Wood at the door. Stop them now.
No, they want
the PRS. Yes, exactly. There's money in this. That's fine. You see, that's very good. That's very clever. Because people are expecting, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. They're expecting, you know what I mean? Whereas now you're taking it somewhere else. And it's a fun night, isn't it? It's a fun night of celebration.
Exactly. It's fun. It's exactly what it is. I mean, it's been so blooming long since we've been able to do this. So, that's exactly what we're going to...
Would it be appropriate if people wore a little red on the night?
They can wear red, white, they can wear green, they can wear tinsel, they can wear... I'm
only adding some. No, I know. I'm only. Oh, you still have the pot pants, I see. No, yes, I'm.
And you're not getting them back, Mark.
No. It won't fit me now. I'm more of an elasticated waist man these days.
Wasn't that the only thing that got you through lockdown?
That's right. And a monthly trip to Marks and Spencer's for the elasticated waist.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this will be the first time for nearly 2 years I've not worn an elasticated waist. I tried to get back into my posh suit.
Your aunt?
Not a chance. Not a bloody chance.
So what did you do? Are you gym bunny? Are you at the gym and what? No?
No, I'm a, let's add an elasticated gusset.
Ah, good man. And you know, it's true, because people don't realise, even though you've got the elasticated waist, it still says the same size on the trousers.
So
everybody says, what size do you take? And you say, oh, I'm still in the same size I was 2 years ago, which is not a lie.
Yeah, it's still double XL, but I'm wearing it.
No, that's between you and your tailor.
I find this thing. I've got this really nice wardrobe with all those lovely suits and clothes.
I'm sure you do.
And right down, tucked at the end, are I've put on a little bit of weight section, which is I'll never get there, but I'll keep them just in case.
You never know.
The only thing. If everything else gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only little bit left, yeah.
I'm so glad I'm not alone in this.
I think there's a few of us.
Oh, crikey. Well, listen, have a wonderful time. I'll be along in the night with Mrs. Whelan because...
Oh, great.
She's told me we're going, so I have no option. But, but I am looking forward to it. And do you know, this is the first time we've chatted where I've never mentioned the word Eurovision. Do you see that? I've let it
God
go.
God bless you,
I've
sir.
Let it go. And I think you've grown way beyond that situation now to bring up the past. So
yeah, but I'm still bitter.
I know you are. I know you are.
Yeah.
Christmas
and if
card.
I see,
yes?
If I see Logan or Linda, they're dead to me.
Oh, I'd say that, yes. Linda.
Linda Mark and Johnny Logan.
Absolutely. The Christmas cards are returned every year. Listen, keep well. I love you. I think you're great. And I'm dying to see you on the 6th of December at the Three Arena. It'll be a great bit of fun. And we have a Christmas song to play there. Michael Ball, God bless you. And give our best to young Alfie Bo.
I will do.
You've given his career such a boost, haven't you?
Give. It's all I do, Michael.
Good luck. Bye.
God bless, mate.
Take care.
I will always believe you're still here with me, and the memory of you outshines every day. I'll always believe you hear me when I pray. You're still here to stay.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.